Kay Neal started learning Latin as a high school student more than 35 years ago, and she admits that it overwhelmed her.
It just defeated me. I just walked away from it. I dropped out after 3 years, and I was just a Latin dropout.
About a decade later, Kay landed a job as an English editor based in Jordan with a United Nations commission. She says she got the job thanks in part to her excellent English and grammar skills, which she believes were a direct result of studying Latin.
Just read it in Latin, and if you don't understand something, then you read the
English. Familiam habet in familia sunt mater.
These days, Kay teaches Latin 5 days a week at Champaign's First Presbyterian Church. She tutors students of the Boys and Girls Club, like fifth grader Angelo Barkstall. Angelo is the grandson of Vernon Barkstall, after whom Barkstall Elementary School in Champaign is named. Angelo's reading through a booklet prepared by Kay of stories written in Latin.
In familia Nicolai.
Yes. Sunt dua. Oh, wait a minute, Angelo, did you understand everything that you
yeah.
read? Okay.
Angelo's getting seriously good at Latin. So much so, in fact, that he's already teaching it to his classmates. After Kay finishes up their 10-minute tutoring session, Angelo searches for his friend Tommy McAvoo. Tommy's a newcomer to Latin. He started learning it from Angelo a couple of weeks ago.
What do you hope to get out of learning Latin?
I think it helped me read much pretty good and get a better level of reading.
Is he a pretty good student?
Yes.
Angelo and Tommy head into a classroom to get to work. Kay's there to supervise.
You take it away, Angelo. You are the teacher now, okay?
You gonna do first page? Okay.
All right.
Familium.
Familium. Habit. In family.
In familia.
Pater.
Pater.
Pater. And matter.
You're reading in English.
Oh.
Angelo was one of the first students at the Boys and Girls Club to start learning Latin, and now he's passing it on to other people. And it doesn't just stop there. Kay's designing a curriculum that parents can use to teach it to their kids, even if their parents don't know any foreign language. Deborah McFarlane is the club's director of program services.
I mean, it only started off like maybe two or three kids that were really interested, and we kind of had to prod them to go, but now they're wanting to go to the class, so that says something right there.
McFarlane says within the program's first couple of months, behavior and reading skills have improved. As long as that continues to happen and her students maintain an interest in the program, she says she'll push to keep the language alive at the Boys and Girls Club. Som Johannes Potestastes de Media Publica Illinoisiana. That is, I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.